What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on a happy hour Friday. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Tay in Athens. Hey, Tay.
Happy Friday, fellas. How y'all doing?
Back at you. Good.
Good, good, good. Randy, my brother.
Yeah.
You got to get it together on this Jeopardy thing, man. Last week you missed a question about the Patriots. Okay. This week you missed a question with Tom Brady being, you know.
Okay.
We got to get it together. So, but this is my main question. So last night my son had a basketball game. The first half, he scored and they forgot to put the score up on the scoreboard. It happened again in the second half. All the parents in the stands was ironic about it. So, I went down to the court, tried to have a conversation with the referee. One thing led to another. I get escorted out of the game.
Can I ask you something?
How old is your baby? My boy, he's 12.
Okay.
We're talking about middle school basketball.
Okay.
We're not talking about Ritley.
Okay.
We're talking about middle school basketball now.
Okay.
Like I said, the first time this is not a blowout game. The first time the score was 8-8. He scores. It's supposed to be 10-8.
Yeah, they're shaving points.
They didn't do it.
They're okay. Over there shaving points.
I don't know. But my thing is, I went down there. I tried to have a civilized conversation with referee. One thing led to another. I got escorted out. I think I just did a little bit too much. I guess my question to you guys is, did I take that too far? And what would you the guys do to, protect you guys' son's legacy, man? I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you, Tay.
Your son's legacy in middle school, Tay? Come on, man.
A lot in there.
Come on, bro.
A lot in there.
Now, the thing with me, and I'm completely different than everybody. I'm not completely different than everybody. Just talk about my story like that. I don't do that. I don't yell and scream at referees and blame referees at a freaking middle school or a little league game. That's just not what I – and believe me, I've had sons that play little league all the way up in middle school. I ain't never ran out there hollering. Even if they missed a call or something, I ain't never been hollering at no referee or none of that.
Right.
That's just not what I do. And I look funny at people who do it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about
– I think, yes.
And I respect to tell you always take up for your kid. But when you say legacy in middle school at the same time
– And, you know
– Come on, man.
You had to have done – something.
You had to do something to get thrown out of the middle school. You just didn't go down there.
He had to have cursed.
Yeah, you just didn't go down, hey, Mr. Referee, come on, Tay. Keep
now,
it
I
real.
Do understand keep how real. Frustrating that would be.
Keep it real, Tay. What did you do? And what did you say?
Because if it happened multiple times, and maybe you're on the road. Maybe they are known for,
what
for cheating.
No, Tay, what did you do?
Now,
I've seen parents escorted out of games and stuff, right? And they should have had their ass escorted because they was acting the damn fool.
Yeah.
What you do, Tay?
Did something.
You did something. Don't be trying to come out here like you just came down there. Hey, sir, you know that you missed the call right there. Don't try to play us with that one, bro.
He said he tried to be civilized.
No, he didn't. Because if they tossed your ass up out of there, you weren't trying to be civilized.
They better not be shaving points on Jack, though. Just to answer the question.
Oh, my goodness.
And spin it forward. My boy's out there putting up buckets. You better give him his credit.
Yeah.
I don't get tossed out of a middle school game too.
Yeah, man. Dog.
He's pretty into the hoop right now.
I love
it. All he wants to do is shoot hoops.
I love my kids and I would defend my kids and I cheer, I root, I'm that parent. I root for everybody.
Right. You're loud when it comes to cheering for the
player. I'm not going to go down here and fight no dude that's that's getting paid $20 a game.
Well, some of them are just volunteers.
A volunteer referee and umpire. Yeah. Like, for real?
Yeah, I would say.
No. Oh, no.
Having not been there, can't say for sure.
But tell you, your ass did something.
Probably reel it in. Reel it in.
You did something.
Reel it in. Who won? When, he probably doesn't know.
He probably don't know. His ass is in the parking lot.
He missed the end of it.
Come on, man.
All right. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about Belichick and his loved ones earlier.
Yep.
But then I lost y'all first couple of hours, had to get back on work. But so if you're that daddy of that girl, are you going to accept the invites out there to the yacht? And, like, what if your wife can't go? Are you still okay with going out there and hanging out on the yacht with Belichick and all these chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, hey, thanks, Adam. So we're kind of talking about Belichick and his young girlfriend, being the dad of that young girlfriend and sort of what that situation would be like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it would we have to really figure it out.
The biggest thing you don't
have to really have a good relationship for me to want to go out and do anything with you.
Yeah, man. But you don't. But think about it is all daughters, just kids in general, they push back when you do stuff like that.
Fair enough.
Trying to be, because all you're gonna do is push it deeper into Bill's arms. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna push it up one to maybe have a little belly check.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Can he do that still? You think?
I don't know. I mean. Hell, if Al Pacino can pump one out.
Fair.
Hi, Al Pacino. And Al Pacino, 90 years old, in Family Court.
Now you're right. It's a good point.
Family Court.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? But
I don't know, man. I just really hope I never find myself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bill's 70 damn years old.
Yeah.
She's 24 years old. What are you doing? That's what I would say to him. Like, if I was her dad, I'd just be like, what are you doing?
She's a grown woman. She's 24.
She sure is.
She's a grown-ass woman.
And he's a grown man.
That's right.
And so am I.
Yeah.
And my question to him would be, what are you doing?
Would you really?
Trying to embarrass me?
What would you say
trying
to him?
Trying to disrespect
my family? What would you say to Bill?
That's what I would say to
him. You would say that to Bill.
What are you doing? Like, in a private moment.
Right.
I would just be like, what are you doing here? And then I would be interested in his response.
Well, I love your daughter.
Good. Then we're fine.
Okay.
Then we're fine. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Bill? What are you doing? She's 24 and you're 70. What are you doing? What are you doing? Maybe I'd go out on the yacht and only one of us would come back. I don't know.
I don't know.
I couldn't,
I couldn't be taking perks from that. Hey, Daddy.
Right, I wouldn't be hanging
out. Dad, you want to come? Bill has a house in Nantucket.
Sounds nice.
Bill said, Dad, we're going out and Bill's having a party over here. Y'all want to fly up and come up to the party? No, I'm good.
Nah, we're good.
No.
I hope you guys have a nice time. I'm not going to be there. Shad's in Athens. Hey, Shad.
Hey, what's going on, Bay fellas?
Hi, Shad.
Hey, to piggyback on something Randy said, one of my favorite phrases is, if you're bored, you're boring. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I was wondering, y'all was throwing out some shoes earlier. I wonder, do y'all know which player had probably the only Nike pump that I know of? You know what I mean?
And, pumps. Nike pumps?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, who was it?
David Robinson. Y'all remember those?
He damn sure did. He damn sure did.
Yeah.
He damn sure did.
The second part,
he wasn't going to roll his ankle in those.
Yeah, they were high tops.
They were way up there. Good Lord.
Yeah, they were high tops.
I've been in and out on the show this week. Y'all spoke of Steve Harvey had a high top fake thing earlier, man. Did y'all see Rocco's mugshot?
Dude, what the hell happened? All I know is that Rocco, like, that hit, like, he got the George Jefferson, dude. Never would have known that. Never would have known that, dog. It's pretty bad.
Who are you talking about?
Rocco.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
It's a rapper. Just read the charges, though.
Oh, the charges?
Yeah, you gotta read the charges. That's what makes it even funnier. Yeah, this dude.
Ooh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hairline's not great.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's not good right there.
Disorderly conduct and willful obstruction?
But read what he did, though.
Oh.
Not the charge, what he did, though.
I'm not good at reading.
Okay, don't worry about
that. Scott's in Elberton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, great show today.
Elba County.
I got two questions. Yes, sir. So hypothetical, who has the most, I got two questions. Who has the most money that you think between Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne?
Okay.
And if, all right, and if, y'all were movie directors and using 90s and 80s action heroes, if you were remaking the movie The Matrix, Mission Impossible, John Wick, and The Transporter, like, what action hero would you use? You know, like Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, who would y'all replace those with?
I would put Chuck Norris in everything, because he's the only person I've ever seen been, and I've watched every Chuck Norris movie. He's only been punched, like, three times. All right? And the most Chuck's ever been beat up was in Delta Force 2, when he was fighting the drug dealer's bodyguard, and that dude, you're not so tough. And he hit Chuck Norris like six times. That's the only
Bruce
time I've ever
Lee
seen
worked him over too.
Huh?
Oh, Bruce Lee worked him over.
Well, he is Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It's a difference. All right. Because all Chuck Norris got is the back kick in the right hand. He never uses his left. He never uses his left.
He was able to chest hair.
He never uses his left.
He was able to get like a lot of extension on that kick with some tight ass jeans.
Yeah, dog.
Like that in Walker, Texas Ranger, he'd hit you with a roundhouse with some cowboy boots
on.
I've never
seen it.
It's not good.
Okay.
It's very silly.
Never seen Walker.
It's very silly.
Never ever seen it.
Who's richer, Iron Man or Batman? I have no idea. They both seem,
Iron Man.
Yeah, you think so?
They're both really rich, and they're both superheroes.
One of them has government contracts.
Which one?
I'll take Iron Man.
Oh, the good, yeah.
Forbes, well, he sells weapons to the government.
Yeah.
Forbes estimated that Iron Man has a higher net worth.
Okay.
So there you go.
Bruce Wayne, he got his money
both
from
they're
inheritance,
both billionaires. Right? They're both billionaires.
Well, Wayne Enterprises does do things. He owns buildings and...
But he inherited.
But he inherited, right?
But he inherited Wayne Enterprises.
But he still killed his parents, right?
But he still has a business that is working. Like Stark Industries, they still produce stuff, just like Wayne Enterprises does, too.
Right, but Iron Man built his business himself.
No, he got it from... His dad started it.
Oh, he did.
The Batman defense of both.
I know, I'm trying to subtly...
You're trying to suck a year with this one.
I'm trying to subtly make fun of Bruce Wayne slightly.
Oh, you can't do that. Come on.
This just says they're both billionaires. Iron Man's wealth is largely tied to his company's success, while Batman's wealth comes from inherited family fortune.
Yeah, okay. So if you're still billionaires, I'll take either one of them's fortune.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. All right, Lance is in Monroe. Hey, Lance.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I got a football question.
All right.
In terms of, like, coordinators on the field and in the booth, is that just, like, a preference thing or, like...
Yes.
Do they want to specifically be up in the booth or have a different, like, point of view of the game?
I think it's just a preference. It really, really is. I think that I can't tell you what's the difference as a player because I've had them both. And a lot of times when they would come down, it's because they had to come down for some reason because we weren't doing good, so we bring it out. But for the most part, all the coordinators I've played for were in the booth until you just weren't. Except for Norv, because Norv was the only head coach that I had that called the offense. Norv called the offense.
It seems like in the booth is a lot more common now.
Yes.
Like most guys seem like that. And because you're up there and you got your whole staff up there. Obviously, everybody's on the headsets and you're able to talk and all that kind of stuff. But like anytime there's like a popular coordinator and then they'll show the picture of him in the booth.
Yes.
It's always underwhelming.
Yes.
Like the guy's just like, he already called the play. Like you just watch, he's watching the game just like anybody. It's always funny to me when they'll switch midseason, like it's going to fix it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Didn't Sark do that? When
you're struggling, that's when they say, well, maybe
Sark's
you're down.
Coming down to the
maybe
sideline.
You're down to the sideline or something like that. Yes, that is always weird.
That's going
to
help.
That's
maybe
always
it
weird.
Will. Maybe it will. All right, Xavier's in Riverdale.
What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, I got a two-piece for you. So the first one is, with the underwhelming, you know, results of the Falcons season, for the two of y'all, what is y'all's ideal off-season moves that would actually give you excitement going into the season since pretty much all the 92.9 has jumped off the bandwagon given the results?
Hold on, man. Don't be doing that. Don't be jumped off the bandwagon. What? Just because you say a team stinks don't mean you're not on the bandwagon. It's not about bandwagon. Okay. They stunk.
Being honest about what
we saw,
man.
Let's be honest with what you saw. Ain't nobody turned their back on the Falcons. Yeah. They stunk. Yeah. And you know it, Xavier.
They missed the playoffs for seven straight years.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The second piece is, what advice, and I need every single father under the sound of my voice to listen because it's going to be good. Wow. You two both have young scrapping boys coming up, and if they were blessed to be highly touted athletes, what advice would you two give the young Jack and Isaiah and your boys all together to not end up like Travis Hunter?
What, a Heisman Trophy winning
first-round
pick?
What happened to Travis Hunter?
Now stop. Well, y'all leave that man alone.
What did I miss?
Talking about that girl, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, leave that man alone. Y'all, everybody, y'all weren't studying that man when he was dating that Jackson. Y'all weren't studying that man his first year at Colorado with this young lady. Now all of a sudden, everybody want to be studying this young lady. Y'all leave them people alone, man. Sure, that's all you need. Leave that man alone, man. Y'all leave that man alone. Y'all ain't give a damn about that boy back then.
When
he was with her and all that. Jack brought home a girl that had a questionable past or whatever.
Oh.
I mean,
who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge?
I got a questionable past,
too. Yeah, who am I to judge?
If Jack wins the Heisman Trophy, though, I'd be pretty fired up
about
it.
Hell yeah. They're going to win the Heisman Trophy. They're going to be a top five draft pick? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Especially if he does it at DB.
Yeah. Y'all leave them folks.
You're not going to be able to tell me anything ever again.
Y'all leave them folks alone.
You know how excited I am for Cooper DeJean? I never even met the guy.
Cooper.
If my son wins the Heisman Trophy and plays defensive back,
yeah.
I mean, you have to... I don't know what.
Dude, you'd be blushing. Blushing eye to eye.
Not going to be blushing.
Hey, no, you see, James Winston got a crab leg endorsement. Hell yeah.
As well he should.
Hell yeah.
As well he should. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Everybody around the show.
I mean, Charles Entertainment Cheese.
There
who
you go.
Knew?
Who knew?
I know I didn't.
Yeah, now you know. Chuck E. Cheese used to be a rat, now he's a mouse. Didn't change my opinion of him, though. Randy doesn't get bored.
No.
He's not a boring individual. Attention, young folks. Everybody that owns TikTok or on Monday or TikTok, make sure you know the difference between Red Note and Red Tube.
Yeah.
Just go to Red Tube.
Yeah.
Careful what you do to pick up chicks. Eventually, you got to stand up or shower. And in the coolest revelation, speaking of heroes, of the entire show today, Andy's wife used to have a lair.
Eventually, as Bo said, you're going to have to take a shower if the wind doesn't hit you first. And you can't show for anyone in a Hyundai accent.
Nah, that's just a ride.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody have an excellent weekend.
Be safe.
A lot of fun football. We'll talk to you Tuesday morning at 11.